In the grand tapestry of human understanding, the mystery of consciousness has always shimmered like a star just out of reach. Scientists, philosophers, poets, they've all danced around this enigma, trying to grasp what it means to be truly conscious. See, it's a riddle that has captivated the minds of the greatest thinkers through the ages. Now imagine stepping into the world of anesthesiologists. These are not just medical professionals. They are the guardians of consciousness. Every day they undertake a sacred vow to their patients. They promise to gently guide them into a state where pain and awareness dissolve, ensuring a serene detachment from the world during surgery. This act, my friends, is not just medical science. It's a profound expression of human care and empathy. But there's more to anesthesia than meets the eye. It's a key that unlocks the mysteries of the conscious mind. By delicately altering states of consciousness, anesthetics offer scientists a unique window to peer into the workings of the human brain. It's like being given a map to uncharted territories, with each exploration offering new insights into this elusive realm. The challenge, however, is immense. How do you measure the flickering flame of consciousness without snuffing it out? It's like trying to capture the essence of a dream without waking up. Anesthesiologists strive to observe this delicate transition, ensuring that the journey from wakefulness to the sedation is as smooth as the flow of a serene river. And so they turn to a method as gentle as a feather's touch, the breathe the squeezy technique. Picture this patient squeezing a ball in rhythm with their breath. It's a dance of simplicity and precision, allowing doctors to measure the subtle shifts in consciousness with the delicacy it deserves. This method is a testament to the power of minimalism, a soft yet effective approach that respects the sanctity of the conscious mind. In the quiet of the clinical setting, this technique transforms into a practice of mindfulness. Patients become co-explorers of their own consciousness, their synchronized breaths, and squeezes charting a course through the mysterious waters of their minds. This is more than a scientific procedure. It's a journey of self-discovery and calm. Through this gentle observation, researchers have unearthed a profound truth. Consciousness is not a binary state, but a rich spectrum. It's a landscape filled with diverse terrains, from the peaks of wakefulness to the valleys of dreams and the plains of anesthesia. This discovery is like finding a new continent in the map of human experience. But the beauty of the breathe-squeeze method is in its subtlety. It has shown us that sometimes to understand something as delicate as consciousness, a gentle whisper can reveal more than a shout. This approach allows scientists to observe the transitions of consciousness without disturbing its natural flow, much like watching a butterfly flutter without altering its path. This exploration, my friends, transcends the boundaries of an anesthesia. It's a journey into the very essence of what it means to be conscious. The insights gleaned from this approach light the way for treating sleep disorders, understanding commas, and even delve into the nature of consciousness itself.